So she went into the Taylor X study, and what happened in terms of her oncotype?
Well, she went into the Taylor X study. The oncotype returned a recurrence score of 25. That gave her about a 16% risk of distant recurrence in 10 years. This now fell into the intermediate category, and so she was, in fact, randomized.
Now, at that point, did you go back over with her and say, okay, now that we have the oncotype and a better predictor, she's at the higher end of the intermediate score. Do you then say, you know, are you still comfortable with being randomized? If not, you can drop out, or at that point, you're already down the road, you're going to keep going?
No, I have had one patient approach me about dropping out after such randomization, who in fact ended up choosing to continue when we reviewed the data one more time. But I don't raise that as an issue because, again, I speak to patients before the consent, and as part of that process, the assumption is that they will continue with the randomization. I will comment that when you say she's at the higher end of the score, she's, of course, at the high end of the score for Taylor X. She isn't quite at the high end of the score for the commercially available Oncotype assay, and there is a little bit of difference in the scores that are utilized for both.
Can you go through that? Because it's important.
Yeah. For the Taylor X trial, I think there was a sense that among the oncologists that participated in the intergroup to being extremely conservative. And where the traditional boundaries were 18 and 30, that is, low risk becomes intermediate over 18 and over 30 becomes high risk, the scores shifted to 11 and 25 for this particular study. And the reason, I think, was that there was a strong feeling that if a randomization were to be utilized and one were to prescribe therapies or proscribe therapies, that we ought to take the most conservative approach and make certain that there weren't patients who might benefit from chemotherapy who didn't receive it.